Legislator Burke.
Yes.
Legislator Grant.
Yes.
The legislature's five Democrats joined one Republican and one Independent to vote yes to a proposed arrangement through which Erie County would borrow up to $100 million on behalf of ECMC, which is rebuilding its emergency department. However, the proposal required a supermajority, and the seven votes were one short of passage. Part of the loan agreement included the use of $18 million to close a county budget gap. Legislator Ted Morton, one of the lawmakers who voted no, likened it to a parent taking out a loan for their child and then skimming some of that money.
You do not, a good parent does not squeeze money from them that they're going to use to buy their car and say, I want a 20% cut of your loan. That's exactly what this does, what the county executive proposed.
County Executive Mark Poloncarz says without that agreement, the county must explore new options to close its budget deficit. Right now, that appears to be funding cuts to road repairs, senior and youth services, and culturals. He dismissed the option of a one-time dip into the county's fund balance. He says that's a practice that led to the county's red-green budget crisis more than a decade ago.
We have worked for more than a decade to recover from that crisis. We have done so. And my administration will not allow the few members of the legislature who voted against the proposal today to drag us into another one.
Poloncarz remains hopeful that a compromise can still be reached using the Erie County Fiscal Stability Authority as a borrowing mechanism. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.